I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Quentin.
And we are here today. We are so excited because we're here to talk to Tony Turner, who plays the one and only Vince Casey. Tony, welcome to the podcast.
All right, Bab.
Right, that's all we need to hear, Tony. First things first, Tony. That's the question everybody wants to ask. Is Elizabeth way out of Vince's league?
Yes. By a hundred miles. But she is. But they're attracted to each other in some way. They're both very sharp business people, and I think that's a very attractive thing for them. Anyway, I think they're a kind of an age, and you know, Vince is obviously very attracted by Elizabeth's home.
Yes.
It's one of those things that just looks as if it should never work in a million years, and yet for some. Yes. Weird reason it does, yeah.
Is there a slight Mrs. Merton element, you know, with Elizabeth? What was it that you saw in the multimillionaire Vince Casey that attracted you?
You could kind of turn that round, couldn't you? You could say, what was it about Elizabeth's stately home that attracted you? You know, No, I don't think she's bothered about his money.
No,
I really don't. Yeah. That because actually, I think he's on the edge of being booted out all the time anyway. Really. You know, he tells her one more lie or, you know, goes behind her back about one more thing. It's nothing to do with the money, I don't think.
So which of Vince's characteristics do you think you're most like?
Oh, God.
If any.
Well, I'm not a vegetarian. I don't know. I think he's very well-meaning, Vince. I think he's very well-meaning. I think he always wants to do the right thing by his family and by Elizabeth Thorne and even by people in business. But he's a bull in a china shop, you know, very often. But he's very well-meaning, and I'm quite well-meaning, you know, that's similar. I go about things all the wrong way as well.
But Tony, you have appeared in so many things. You know, you have a long career of acting, and yet joining the Archers cast, have you noticed how it's different with all the fandom that there is? Have you experienced any of that?
Yeah, I mean, most of my career, and this is, I think, my 41st year in it, most of it has been in the theatre. Lots of bits for telly as well, and on the radio. But this is the biggest fuss anybody's ever made about anything I've ever done. You know, people go a bit mad, but I've just done a play, and one of the guys in the play, his partner, discovered that I was Vince Casey. We were in the bar at the National Theatre, and she went really kind of wobbly on me. And she said, no, don't talk. Okay. She didn't want to ruin it for herself, you know. And then from that moment on, every week, he would come in with a big batch of freshly baked sausage rolls. And we all had some, but I was I had double sausage roll because I'm in the Archers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never done anything like that before, ever.
Yeah. And you run an abattoir as well.
Yeah.
Because when I told people we were interviewing you, I was asked, what does he sound like in real life? And you sound just like Vince. You're a Brummie then, by the sounds of it. Yeah.
Are you? I am. He's a bit broader than I am. I hope he is. I've lived in London for 30 years and worked all over the place. So my accent has taken a bit of a bashing on the way.
Yes, yes.
But it's not difficult to slip into.
Nice. Is it nice to go back to your Brummie roots then?
Yeah, it is. I love it. I love doing it. And I've got plenty of family up there as well. So I get to see my family when I'm up there. Yeah. I really love it. It's great. What makes me smile a bit is that a lot of people seem confused about that I'm not Jasper Carrot. I'm playing both parts. I'm playing playing Vince and Sykesy. I don't think I sound. Do I sound like Jasper Carrot?
No, you don't.
No.
Would have been fun if you had some scenes with Jasper, wouldn't it? I don't think you did you?
No, I never have. No, I don't know.
No.
We've never seen you in the same room, so we don't have proof, you know. It could be, who knows?
Yeah, he's considerably older than I am, I think, Jasper.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, there were lots of stories online about this whole kind of confusing all the Brummie accents.
And, there was an article in the Daily Mail about it, apparently.
Yeah, saying about it being a bit racist because you couldn't tell the difference between Brummie accents.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. Yeah, absolutely. Just thinking about your character, what's it like playing someone who's kind of well-meaning but also a bit dodgy? So you're not the good guy and you're not the bad guy.
Well,
you get to do the best of both worlds.
That's the best thing about it, isn't it? You know, I mean, even to this day, really, people don't quite know whether I'm playing some sort of long game, you know.
Yeah.
And I've got my feet under the lower locks, the kitchen table, and maybe I've got designs on the estate or, you know, or whatever. Or at least undercutting everyone in business and putting them all out of business and grabbing everything for myself, you know. Well, and that still could be what I'm after. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's particularly when I hear you say, or Vince say, my mate. And it's just got this edge to it that I just, it's not evil, but it's bad. You know, he's nasty, but he's not evil at times. And it's that spectrum of nastiness. Yeah.
No, he's not evil. He's not evil, but he's a compulsive businessman, I think. Mm. I think the deal is always being worked on in his head. You know, even if he's buying a bottle of milk in the shop, you know.
Yeah.
He's on the
lookout. Yeah, so Vince always knows people, doesn't he? He knows people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How much fun is it winding up David Archer?
Yeah. Yeah, great fun. We've reached a bit of a compromise now. For now. No, it's great fun. Yeah. Making his life miserable.
I think it was, for me, Vince's lowest point when he demanded the £40,000 back and then was so cruel to Ben over Beth. That was... I don't think there's been a lower moment, has there?
No, I mean, that took me by surprise, actually. Hmm. But then I suppose it's his darling daughter that you're messing with, and nobody does that, you know.
No.
And I mean, I don't have any daughters, but I can understand that sending you off the rails a little bit, you know, messing your daughter around. But that was brutal.
It was brutal.
Yeah. They're okay now. They're okay for a while now.
Right.
I think Elizabeth has done a fair bit of stitching up between the two of them, actually. She's done a lot of smoothing over, I think, to make sure that, you know, they can at least talk to each other. Yeah. I don't know whether I actually got the money back. Nobody's I've not seen the bank statement with that on it.
Yeah. They started to pay it back, didn't they? They were determined to pay it back, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, but then I don't know.
We believe he had.
One of those unresolved storylines, Tony.
They'll pick it up again in about 5 years' time, probably.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And you'll claim interest, no doubt.
Yeah. Vince will suddenly say one day, oh, by the way,
my mate,
where's me 40 grand?
Do you ever see Vince becoming a bit of a ganglord of Ambridge and kind of taking over a little bit? And who would he have in his gang? Would he bring his own mates in, like my mate, or would it be people who are already in Ambridge?
He's got Freddie in. I mean, he's taken him right under his wing. I don't know if gang lord is quite the right name for him. I don't think there's anything really threatening about Vince certainly not physically anyway. But I wouldn't put it past him to build a little empire in and around Ambridge. Yeah. No idea who he'd have on his side. I think I could train Freddie up to be a very good right-hand man. Yeah. And then I just need an enforcer then. Maybe a Grundy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a jazzer.
Or a jazzer, yeah. If I buy him enough beer. Came with his Philippine connections.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's quite used to jetting off to places and doing business. So that there's that side of it. He could become some international tycoon.
It could go in so many different directions, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Or he could just end up in jail.
There is that, yeah. Can you remember your first day on set? And had you been pre-warned that you were going to end up with Elizabeth at that early time?
No, I had no idea. I remember very clearly sitting in a little green room waiting to do the read-through, and the wonderful June Spencer sitting down next to me, and we had a little chat. And then she did the Times crossword while we did the read-through. So, wow, talk about sharp as a tack. And then I just remember vaguely winding a lot of people up, winding up Justin and nudging his elbow when he's shooting and, undercutting everybody for the abattoir. Just being a bit of grit in the, you know, shaking things up a bit, which is always a good thing, isn't it?
Grit in the Ambridge oyster, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a great admirer of your acting technique, Tony, because in The Archers, you don't give the impression of performing the lines, but speaking them in some natural conversation. So how do you go about saying the lines as if you're just talking rather than performing them?
I think I think the main thing is I always have an ear for things. So when I'm reading, when I read a script, I can hear it. I can always hear it. And I think the job is getting what was in the writer's head onto, you know, into the microphone. And that is just about being able to hear those patterns of speech. And I am a Brummy. So, you know, I can quite naturally just fall into those rhythms of speech like a Brummy. I was born with it.
But I guess you try and just forget the studio, forget the microphones and just be the person. Yeah. And do you find some writers write better for your character than others?
I think some writers just generally, they're all great. They're all wonderful. But I do think some writers are just generally better than others. Like some actors are better than others, you know, and like everyone else. Yeah, there's only one or two of the writers that I've ever met, so I don't really know them. And I know that one or two of them are Brummies, I think. And they're probably the ones that come up with the goods for me, you know.
Yeah.
So do they give you much of a background when you're told that you're going to be Vince? Do they give you much apart from the fact that he's a Brummie, or do you kind of come up with your own little background?
No, it gave me the kind of bare bones that he's a Brummie and he's a businessman and he might be a little bit of a wide boy, you know. He can be ruthless in business. Not loads of detail and no real backstory. I think I learned about my family after I started. I don't think I had all that information from the outset. I think I learned things about my character and my family as I went along, you know. Yeah.
Do you like your fictional family now that you've met them?
Yeah. One of them I've worked with on the radio before, Sue Jameson, who plays my mum, who hasn't been around for a long time. She's lovely. And I worked with her on a radio thing before. And we discovered that we were born about half a mile apart, in Bulling. Mm. She was born in Barnt Green, and I was born in Rednall, which is like next door, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I hadn't met any of the others before, but they're all gorgeous. Yeah. Of course they are, even though I kicked one of them out and I haven't seen her since.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the scenes are set sort of almost round the kitchen table with family moments. And other scenes you've got where you're helping Jolene do some research on the background of the dog owners and all of that. What do you prefer doing, the cosy scenes or the sort of more action-packed scenes?
I like them all, but for different reasons. I mean, I love the cosy family scenes that they just drop in now and then because each time they happen, they're a little bit more comfortable with each other and a little bit more relaxed in each other's company. And I think that's a great way to just show how they're getting on and how they've now been together for quite a long time. But I also really love upsetting people, you know, or just entirely going the wrong way about trying to help people. I love all of it. I love all of it. I don't want to upset anyone. I just have a knack for it, that's all.
When Vince is nice, he's really nice. He helps Jolene. He gives Freddie a job. He knows when Freddie isn't telling the truth about his DJing career. You know, so when Vince is nice, he's super nice. It's just this other side to him, particularly with Ben Archer, as we've said, you know, that really, yeah. Made me very cross. And it must be interesting.
You also have to remember where he came from, Vince, and he came from very poor background and has pulled himself up by the bootstraps completely. Nobody's ever helped him. And so dealing with these, I suppose, compared with him anyway, these entitled people, these comfortable people who've never really struggled like he has. Mm. They've had their struggle in their lives, but they haven't had poverty. So it's not that surprising when he doesn't always know how to deal with it, when he can upset people sometimes. Because they're from different planets.
Yeah.
He tends to run rings around people as well because he's very quick-witted, isn't he? He's a quick thinker. He thinks on his feet. Yeah,
he's quicker than I am. Totally.
I think I'm right in thinking in the 90s, tell me if I'm wrong, but you appeared in a few episodes of Coronation Street.
Oh,
is that right? Yeah. But you've now appeared, if my research is correct, now in 61 episodes so far on The Archers.
Apparently. You were going to say Coronation Street. I was going to say...
No. Far fewer. But in terms of soaps, how do the two compare, The Archers and Coronation Street?
Coronation Street were really one-off things. I think I played four or five different characters in Coronation Street, and it was a really long time ago. I think I was a copper and I was a truck driver and a security guy. It was those little fill-in things.
Yeah.
There wasn't any continuity to any of them, really.
Right.
I think the most I ever did in a string of episodes was about three. I think I played Les Battersby's boss when he was the security guard on the Red Wreck when they found Roman relics. Yeah, so I was his boss. But other than that, it was like jump in and out really quickly. It's brilliant to have some continuity and some family network, and it's great. I love it.
But I was also wondering whether it's different working in a TV soap compared to a radio soap. They're both very long-running, so... They're both very slick machines, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's all very quick. It's very quick. But with TV, even being very quick involves a lot of hanging around and doing nothing, you know. And then when you're on, you've got to get it done really quickly. Of course, The Archers is, 13, 14-minute episodes, and they're recording every day. But it's quite a feat to get that number of episodes done in a week. And they're a great, they're a brilliant team. They know exactly what they're doing. They'll come in with a script that's probably a minute too long. They know exactly what they want to cut if we need to cut. And it's a very slick machine. It is.
Yeah. It is.
So at least with the Coronation Street ones, you didn't have to worry about the continuity with all the different characters. So with Vince, do you keep a track of all his bits and bobs and families and what he's been up to and everything, or do you kind of rely on the script to kind of help you along as you're going, really?
Well, probably a bit of both. I can remember a certain amount. I mean, I'm not going to write a Vince autobiography or anything, so I don't remember everything, but it's fine, it's okay, because there is always somebody who will point you in the right direction. There is always somebody who will say, yeah, but you did that 3 years ago.
And you go, did I?
Yeah. I don't think there's an actor alive who could remember, you know. I wonder how much David Archer remembers.
Yeah.
Probably about 3 weeks. Sorry, Tim. You probably remember all of it.
Haven't had him on yet.
You'll love him.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tony, you've been on, you mentioned being on at the National Theatre. Is that something that might happen again, that we could go and see you? Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm supposed to tell you, but I've just done probably the job I'm most proud of ever in my life, which was a play that we did a run of at the National Theatre in the Olivier Theatre. I think it was my 10th play at the National Theatre, 9th or 10th. It was called Dear England. It's by great James Graham, who's like, you know, the man of the moment. And it was about the England football team under the management of Gareth Southgate. And we had Joseph Fiennes playing Gareth Southgate absolutely brilliantly. And I got to play, I played four parts. I played Steve Holland, who's Gareth Southgate's assistant coach. I played Greg Dyke briefly, because he used to be head of the FA, Greg Dyke. I played Graham Taylor, former England manager, and I played a lollipop man for about 30 seconds. It's all incredibly quick changes and stuff. You
know? Yes.
But it's a great play. It's a wonderful piece of work. And people come out of the theatre feeling full of joy. So anyway, we did it at the National Theatre, and then we did it at the Prince Edward Theatre, which hadn't had a play in it, a straight play, rather than a music, for about 40 years or so. So we did a run there, which finished in January. Now they're talking about, they're actively looking to bring it back next year, possibly back into the National Theatre, and possibly to do a run in Manchester.
I did see it.
Oh, you saw it?
I saw it on a National Theatre Live. Yes, I saw it in a cinema, but it was fantastic. And I think even, yeah. I mean, sport is anathema to Philippa, but even Philippa, I think, would enjoy it, even though it's about football.
It's not just about sport or football.
No, it's not really about football, is it? No, it's about a philosophy and approach. Yes. James speaking to you from Nottinghamshire, and James Graham is from Nottinghamshire.
Because he
wrote Sherwood, the recent TV drama. So we're very proud of our James Graham, and he's about to put a new play on at Nottingham Playhouse called Punch, which I'm going to see next month. So
he was on the telly this morning talking about it.
Yeah, he's prolific, absolutely prolific. He's a brilliant playwright.
He's a wonderful, most modest, humble, lovely man, but with a geek knack for detail. You know, I did the first play he got on at the National Theatre was a play called This House.
Yeah, saw that as well.
You saw that? Cool. You saw me? You didn't recognise me at all.
Now I do.
But I played, I think, 9 parts in that. And I actually, me and one other actor are the only people to have done every single performance of that play that's ever been done. Because we did it twice at the National Theatre. We did it at the Garrick Theatre. We did it in Chichester. And we did it on tour.
That's quite something.
Yeah. So I've known James for quite a long time. He's just brilliant.
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Who would you say has been your favourite person to play then? So not just Vince, obviously, but obviously he's number one.
Ever.
But just any of the people you've played.
Wow. I mean, I've done some Shakespeare, which I've loved. I played many years ago. I played Iago, which I loved playing Iago. And I played Macbeth, and I loved doing that. Not supposed to say that. I'm going to have to go outside and swear to someone. I love just saying those words. I did a play, another James Graham play called Ink. Did you see it, Quentin?
I don't think I saw that one. I've seen most of his stuff.
That was at the Almeida.
He's done so many.
Yeah. That was at the Almeida Theatre and in the West End. And it was about Rupert Murdoch. And he's buying the sun in the late 60s and turning it into what we see today. You know? And I played the first sports editor of the Sun. I loved it. I loved playing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony, we've
Tony, we've talked about Shakespeare, we've talked about the National Theatre, but we need to get on to an even more serious point now, and that is the subject of biscuits. Do you think is Vince's favourite biscuit? I'm not aware of a meat-based biscuit, although there could be one, but if Vince had a favourite biscuit, what do you think it would be?
Like a, I don't know. Yeah, no, there aren't any meat ones.
She's obsessed by biscuits, Tony. Sorry about this. Those boxes of chunky chocolate biscuits you get in a nice blue box in a very famous high street store.
Yeah.
I think you'd munch your way through that as Vince.
I think you'd like anything that looked fancy.
Yeah.
Looked like it cost a few bob, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something you've got to scrape silver paper off. Gets my vote.
And he really got to know Elizabeth at a seminar, so maybe it was the seminar biscuits that you get wrapped in plastic that you can take. Yes. Maybe he'd like that.
Yeah.
Tony, every time we interview a cast member, we ask them a question to put to the next actor coming on. The last person we interviewed was Sunny, who plays Lillian. And she asked the question, when is Vince going to make an honest woman of Elizabeth?
No pressure.
I don't think I can give you a date or anything. And in Vince's case, I don't know if it's making her an honest woman at all, marrying her. She's pretty honest now. She's more honest than him, I guess. But way off in the dim and distant future, I think. Yeah.
Perhaps you should rephrase the question. When are you going to make a dishonest woman of her then? Yes.
Anytime you like. Soon as possible. Twice on Fridays.
Tony, it's just been wonderful to talk to you and hear more about you and about Vince. Honestly, we're so grateful for you coming on. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Not at all, anytime. Great pleasure.
And I should just say, we'll be back as normal for a midweek roundup of what's happened in the Archers so far. Until then, it's a goodbye from me.
Ta-ra from me.
And all the best from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.